Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj. Thanks again for listening to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. We really appreciate you guys joining us every week. All right, so for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about family. I think it was about 2 weeks ago we covered creating and being driven by a family purpose. And last week I talked about taking time to have regularly scheduled family chats where you discuss how the family is doing in general or how you're doing towards achieving your family's purpose. And this week we're going to talk about family processes. And of course that is sandwiched just in between your family purpose and your family's performance. So let's get started. All right, several weeks ago, my beautiful bride and I celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary. And I can remember several times, I guess over the past 3 or 4 months, my wife, Beth, mentioned that she would love to have a vegetable garden, but didn't think she could because of all the deer on our property. And I know that when she was growing up, her dad always had a garden, and she loved going to the garden and picking vegetables with him. And yes, she is a daddy's girl. So I decided that for her anniversary gift, I would build her a deer-proof raised bed vegetable garden. And now at the time, I had no idea what or how I would build this thing. So I did what any red-blooded American man would do, and I looked it up on Pinterest. This was my first and probably my last time that I'll use Pinterest. But I did find a well-laid-out design, and I began the process of planning for and building this raised bed garden. I took a week off, and my hope was to complete the garden by the end of the week. Well, that was several weeks ago, and I'm still working on it. Needless to say, this has been a long, interesting process with lots of key learnings along the way. And by the way, I did notice that Home Depot's stock has been going up lately, and I'm sure it's related to all the materials I've purchased for this monster vegetable garden. And I'll tell you what. When and if I ever finish this thing, I'll post some of the pictures on Facebook so some of y'all can see it. Anyway, so the point to this story is that the building, the strengthening, and the evolving of this raised bed vegetable garden required me to put in place a number of processes for measuring, remeasuring, sawing, drilling, bolting together, staining, digging out its final resting place. So to get all that done required some processes that I had to put in place. And it also required me to adjust the processes as I learned more about how to best make this work. And just like these processes that I followed to build and strengthen the garden, it's similarly important to establish and live by and evolve family processes. Let me give you an example. One of our family processes was that before our daughters could go out with one of those ugly boys, I would first have to meet them and have some one-on-one time with the little dirtbag. I mean, young man. So anyway, the girls knew this was the process many years before they started having dates because that's what I told them we were going to do. And so they were fine with it. And then another one was we told all of our children that if they were ever in a situation where they didn't feel comfortable, they should call us and we would come get them, no questions asked, and they could tell their friends that their parents called and said they had to go home. And believe it or not, they actually used that process a few times to get them out of a situation they really didn't need to or want to be in. So we had many family processes in place. And we made many adjustments to those processes as we grew as a family together. So do you guys have family processes in place? You know, the process could be relationship related or chore related or school related or spiritual related, like having God conversation once a week or whatever other processes you come up with. You can make them very formal or informal, but the key is to have them. Follow them and don't go around them. And then finally, adjust them as the family grows together. I promise you, family processes will help strengthen your family, will help you grow a more healthy family, and will help the family achieve what it's setting out to achieve. Okay, that's it. So that's my three-prong approach to having a healthy, close, and Christ-centered family unit. Create and be driven by a family purpose. Discuss your family's performance on a regular basis, and put in place family processes. I do hope this has provided you with some hopefully good ideas on how you can build, strengthen, and grow your family. And as always, if you have any questions or you need any help, shoot me an email at binge@sugarhillchurch.com. Hey, again, thank you so much for listening. I really look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I do hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.